Blog Talk Radio.
Hey folks, how you be? I'd like to say, hello loves, how are you? Good of you to join me here today. I think somebody's here. My good pal James is not showing up yet. And, you know, I didn't reach out to him before the program because I didn't know that I needed to. But that's okay. Hey, maybe he's just getting a good extra hour of sleep, because today is the start of daylight saving time. No, it's not. I'm lying. Why would I say something like that? Today is the conclusion of daylight saving time, and it's supposedly saving and not savings, as most of us say. I even say it, daylight saving time. Anyway, so that means it's the beginning of it's the beginning of standard time. I'll get it together. Don't worry. Maybe I need that extra hour of sleep. I got it, but let's see what's happening. I'm getting a text. Okay, that's funny. So we're going to have some callers on the line. And, well, today's topic is unwanted sexual advances. Of course, this would fall in the category of current events, I suppose, because unless you've been under a rock, and I have spoken to a couple of people who have been under a rock, they are not aware of this Herman Cain situation. Herman Cain is running for office. He's running for the presidential office. He's a presidential candidate. He is a Republican / Tea Party candidate. I don't know, not quite sure on that one. But he's been under fire for the last week or so, trying to dodge, I guess, the real answer to the questions that have been asked of him. Is he or is he not guilty of unwanted sexual advances? And I guess maybe we'll have to define unwanted sexual advances, but basically it comes under the category, of course, of sexual harassment. I guess they're interchangeable. I have looked online to see what the government defines as unwanted sexual advances, and they basically interchange it with sexual harassment. And James apparently finally has decided to join me.
I'm here for that.
Oh, yeah, you know we heard you.
Oh,
see, that's
okay.
That's unwanted violent advances, people. She's going to hit her for that. See, it is recorded.
Put me out there like that. Well, he finally decided to show up. Girl, carry on. What you were
How
saying.
Are you going to leave a sister hanging? Hanging.
I didn't even hang it.
The hour change, not the minute.
Oh, good Lord. Good Lord. I'm here. We shall see.
Good. I needed you here because... Okay. Well, wait, let me tell you why I needed you here. Not just because I like you and all that. I needed you here for other reasons.
Oh, shucks.
here's my reason. Because I got something I want to sample on you.
All right.
I just thought of it in the last 20 minutes. But now I can't make it as spontaneous as it was going to be because you weren't here, James. But here it is. Mm-hmm. Here it is. Check it out. So I listened to a show. It's on Blog Talk Radio. Its name is I'm Just Saying, to which you should be paying attention. Attention. Said I listened to a show. It's on Blog Talk Radio. Its name is I'm Just Saying, to which you should be paying attention. Okay. Hello, is this thing on?
Oh, Lord, help us. No.
Yeah? I got a future, don't I? I got a future in the rap industry, huh?
No.
Let me say it one more time. Everybody who leaves the show will be humming this baby. So I listen to a show. It's on Blog Talk Radio. His name is I'm Just Saying, to which you should be paying attention. Oh, oh wait, and then there's more.
Blog Talk Radio airs at 12:30 p.m. live on these.
You know how there's always that really unnerving person that talks really fast. That's the yeah. Okay. Quit while I'm ahead. Anyway, so I'm glad you're joining me. And we have some callers on the line. And hello to all the callers chatting in or chiming in. If you want to have, if you have a comment, just go ahead and press the number one, and there'll be an indication on my virtual switchboard that you want to say something. So what I'm saying is that, yes, I sort of have like a caller ID kind of a thing going on. So I do see phone numbers. Okay, just saying. That's the end of the show, just saying. So, yeah, unwanted sexual advances. You know, I put out a call to women, again, to see if some women would join me. And so far, I don't know. I don't know who's on the line. So far, there's no one in the chat room, but the chat room is open. And I'm not going to mention the sponsor today because I don't have to. But if you want to grow your money and get some financial assistance or help, go ahead and visit www.mwfinancials.com. And if you contact them, just let them know you heard about it here on I'm Just Saying and that CG sent you. Okay? So, unwanted sexual advances, yeah, or sexual harassment. Well, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission basically says that it's unlawful. Here, I'll just open the first paragraph. Says it is unlawful to harass a person, but I guess harass is the word we need to really have defined. But it's unlawful to harass a person, an applicant, or employee because of that person's sex. Harassment can include sexual harassment or unwelcome sexual advances, requests for sexual favors, and other verbal or physical harassment of a sexual nature. Harassment does not have to be of a sexual nature either, okay? It can be offensive remarks about a person's sex, etc. But I guess this pretty much clarifies the argument that I was actually wanting to take, and I knew that this was the definition, but I was going to, because it defines it as basically in the work environment. It's an application, an applicant or an employee. And so in the case of Herman Cain, for example, these were women who worked for him. But in the world of men and women, there are countless occasions of unwanted sexual advances. And that's the world I hope we spend a lot of time talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so far it appears I'm the only female because there's no hands that have gone up yet. And so I don't know, this is going to kind of take the, well, there's probably no real fun in it. But, you know, I kind of oftentimes take a lighter look at things, even with serious matters. And I was just going to lead with, you know, 99% of the time women face unwanted sexual advances, whether in the work environment or just in their daily lives. And it's sad, and it's unfortunate, but it's something that can't be reported. Oh, look, and a hand went up already, and I know who it is. But did you have a comment, James, before we take the caller real quick?
No, because I think the call is going to come in and blast a couple things that you just said. I'm going to let them handle it and have me come in.
Okay. Hello, caller. Mr. Duval, no doubt. Yes?
You're damn right.
I'm damn right. And you know what I'm right about, too?
What?
I listen to a show. It's on Blog Talk Radio. Its name is I'm Just Saying, to which you should be paying attention. All right.
I like it, but you need some profanity if you want to make a hit.
Okay. All right, I'll put something in there about some unwanted sexual advances. So what are you going to surprise us with today, Mr. Duvall?
Oh, well, first of all, I mean, I'm in total agreement when they about this sexual harassment, because it's basically that unwanted sexual advances. And we know that unwanted simply means that, first of all, you have to do it once to be made aware that it's unwanted. Then
right.
After that, if one continues, yeah, I think it's in a lot of cases taken way out of context, because with some females, it's not only unwanted, but they find the guy physically undesirable. So that just heightens it up more. It's like, how dare you even think you can come to me in a manner like that versus some guy that they perceive as cute, which may be wanted. But I think that it's an obvious situation. And I typically tell guys, if they aren't interested in you, walk away. So this isn't really a big issue. It's something just as simple as a nose on your face. It really doesn't require an argument. And once you get past
that... Go ahead. Well, I was just going to, let's reverse it a little bit. I mean, because you have this tendency, Mr. Duvall, to just put everything on the women. And I mean,
no, certain women.
Okay. You put everything on certain women.
Mm-hmm.
Everything on certain women. Okay. So my point, though, is that you want to make women respond, you know, if there's a cute guy, ugly guy, and I'm going to come back to that, I think. I'm going to try to remember to come back to that. But let's say, because sexual harassment or unwanted sexual advances do not have to be male-female, it can be female on a male, right? Would you agree with that? Like a female can come to you and be whatever.
99.9
Sexually advancing herself upon you. Uh-huh.
Right, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of women that I have no desire for. But you know what? 99% of the men will not file sexual harassment charges.
Okay, but I don't know that 99% of the women will file sexual harassment charges.
But, no, you're right, but there's a large enough percentage of them that do that obviously has made this a very legal and career-threatening matter. So it's not, if you look in, go ahead.
No, make your point.
No, if you look into it, you'll find that, quote, most of the sexual harassment, a large percentage of it, come from women. Now, understand, I didn't say that they're wrong for doing it. They have the right to do it, and if it's unwanted, they should do it. So I'm not blaming them for it. I'm just saying, look at that, I'm just saying.
Good show.
most of the women, most of it comes from women, and it's okay.
Yeah, most of it comes from women because oftentimes men are the ones who are in charge, and men are, you know, the dominant gender, and men can have... you know, more power, literally and figuratively, over a woman to make her life miserable. And
no...
so, yeah, it's a good thing that they've created this law. It's a good thing that women can file charges.
I'm in total agreement for it, okay? I'm not anti-women filing sexual harassment charges. Not at all. As a matter of fact, I'm sort of the extreme person. I would like to take it one step further, but it has to do with offsetting this sexual harassment, which maybe if I get 10 seconds, I can say what it is, but that's not the topic now.
Well, no, I want to hear what it is. You've got your 10 seconds.
Okay,
and
I say no. To counter sexual harassment, because there are a lot of women that use the guy's attraction for them, let's even cut out sexual preferential treatment at the workplace. That means women do not get special treatment because they are women, because they look nice to the guy, because they feel they can't do a certain thing and they need some help. Let's draw the line with everything, and let's see how far that goes as well.
You're kind of losing me there. So you're saying in the work environment, a man finds a woman attractive, and he gives her preferential treatment?
He gives a preferential treatment. Many guys, if they got an attraction towards a woman, which is stupid, they'll help her do her job. Okay.
Right, but at the same time, I need to throw this in there, and at the same time, that woman would have to find the man attractive for her to be okay with this preferential treatment.
No, no, not at all. If she wants to get her job done and she can't do it, and some guy wants to come along and help her because he finds her attractive, trust me, most women will not say no, but they will monitor his behavior to make sure he gets no closer than doing for her what she needs done.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Well, that is slightly different. James,
yeah.
Or James, you're just clearing your throat?
What he said is this. Sounds on point to me.
Well, no, but see, what I want to go with is I'm taking exception to you saying the women part. I think any human being who could get help with anything would welcome it. Why wouldn't any human being, male, female, whatever, why wouldn't they, you know, transgender, transsexual, why wouldn't anybody accept help?
Well, no, they would, but what my point is all, only because this sexual harassment thing is primarily the woman supposedly being victimized, and I say many of those same women that are sexually harassed will not mind a guy helping her because he like her. Let me tell you, women get a lot of special treatment from guys, okay, because of his...
Are you jealous? Of women?
No, not at all. No, I'm just stating a fact. And my fact is I'm telling guys, don't do it. The workplace should be restricted to the workplace. None of the sexual harassment. If she can't do her job, she needs to go to her boss and let her boss know that so the boss can take whatever measures necessary for her to do a job or get somebody else that can do it. I'm saying let's not let her have any advantages since she can manipulate the guy's attraction to her.
But you know what? Even that, we have no idea, no way of knowing if somebody was helping somebody just because they were attractive. I mean, you really can't know that.
No, I agree with you. What I'm saying, but see, this is not to women because women would justify any kind of shit to get what they want. I'm saying to guys, do not help them unless your boss directs you to.
All right. Yeah. And at this point, I'm having a hard time imagining, because, you know, I'm thinking really mostly office-type jobs. I'm thinking, well, what could happen in an office where a woman couldn't do her job and a man would have to come and help her? I don't know what that could be.
Oh, you want to give me a couple examples?
Sure.
Okay. Well, when she wants something done, let's not restrict it to her job. Oh, this boss...
No,
okay.
Because we're talking about her.
Okay, her job, her
You're
job.
The one that,
had,
said
okay,
this,
no,
so.
Okay, I can do that, too. I work with people like that. Her job is she needs to get some paper from a particular box that she needs so she can do her work. The box has a lot of stuff in it. It's too heavy to bring to her desk. She wants Joe to come and help her, and she'll smile at Joe so he can come and help her. She may have a lot of things that she needs done, and she got to get away. She wants to leave work early, so she'll have this guy help her, and trust me, most of them will do it with a big smile on their face to lure the guy in.
Okay, can I just stop you right there?
Sure.
Would it be okay if the woman went to a guy or anybody and barked at him and said, yo, man, come here, I need you to help me. Now, come on, nobody is going to help anybody like that. So if you smile, you know what they say, what is it, you know, flies or honey and... something, I don't know.
Oh, you catch more flies with you. Catch, you're supposed to be, it should be you catch more bees with honey, but they use
the
fair catch.
Yeah, that's
flies
the one.
Hey, I got that rule in my book of rules engagement. Don't buy that bullshit when it comes to women, okay?
Oh, that's just unfortunate, you know. All right, so, but James, you were saying something. You want to say something? You want to throw something in there?
Well, I mean, just being on the topic, I mean, what it all boils down to is... Now men all should know, and some of these women that are aggressive, because there are women who are in management positions that could be very aggressive as well. The point is, everybody should have a clear understanding that what you can say and what you cannot say.
Mm-hmm.
When you are engaging someone in the workplace, okay, certain things that some people they'll go along. They don't have no problem with being a little bit more pushy. I mean, pushing the line about it because they're a little bit more open when it comes to certain types of conversation. But overall, you have to watch what you say. Like, in my position, you know, I'm the only black male working amongst a lot of white women. I know very quickly that there are certain things that I cannot say.
James,
that I don't try to
lose.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you just wanted to differentiate there, you know, you're a black man amongst a lot of white women.
Okay.
If you were a black man amongst a lot of
board.
Black women, it would be okay?
Okay.
Is that what you're trying to say?
I'll say it like this. Let's just say across the board. But there is a certain type of conversation in that dynamic I just named. Let's just say women, period. Okay? Just to be across
yeah,
the board.
Women, period.
Incorporate everybody in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
For the sake of the conversation. As a man
or
men, working
or
in
any
a,
gender.
Okay, but I'm talking about men, especially around a large
women.
Percentage of women.
Okay.
Okay. Whether
mm-hmm.
it be corporate or not. There's
mm-hmm.
a certain conversation that you can hold with women that you can, you there's certain things you could say, and there's many things that you cannot say because it could be taken out of context. So you have to,
right.
when it comes to talking to a woman, when it comes to being in the workplace, you know already because of the laws and the laws in the handbook that's written
yes.
about what you can say, what you can do. So you, when you talk to a woman, you have to keep it professional.
Right.
Keep
well, let's hear a line maybe that you would say that you might wonder about. Is that what you just said? Certain things
okay,
can
you can say something.
Can't say.
Yeah, but you could say something simple as, oh, you know, you look very nice in that skirt.
Right.
See, you can't say that. You can say, well, you know, you look very lovely today. Even that could be taken out of context.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know why?
You
because, you know what, let me tell you why. See, and Mr. Duvall, surely you'll agree with this. Because, James, that's you wouldn't say to a guy, hey, dude, you look really good in those slacks today. You wouldn't say that to a guy.
Right.
So why
I'm
do
not
you want
to
say it to a woman?
That she looks very
but
lovely.
You,
oh, and a skirt? No, I'm saying that as an example. I'm not saying
I know,
what I would
I know.
Say. I know better. I know way better than to say that.
Right.
But I'm
well,
saying certain
well,
things can be taken out of context. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You understand? Okay, so.
I do understand, of course.
You could say, you know, right, you know. You could say, you can tell her how lovely she looks today, and it could be taken out of context. You could say, for instance.
Yes. Yes.
For those who like the tan, okay?
Uh-huh.
So you notice the tan, and you could say something that's like, so how dark do you usually tan?
Uh-huh.
That could be taken
that, well, okay. Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah,
right.
I do.
Can I say something?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, I mean, James make very good points, and I would say that basically what you should do at the workplace is keep it strictly work-related. Don't give
mm-hmm.
her any compliments,
right.
None of that.
Right.
Don't talk to her. Don't allow her to talk to you about her personal matters. None of that. Keep it strictly work-related. That's it.
Right. And in the reverse, a woman can give a man a compliment, and it's no big thing.
Well, as
you know what?
Mrs.
I like that.
Pointed
you know,
out.
You look nice today. You look sharp today.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no man going to complain about that.
Right. But 9 times out of 10, women are, I mean, a woman would be in power. We're talking about a woman in power, a boss figure who might say something like that to a man. Well, she would be out of line. A man might not be offended by that. Excuse me. In fact, he might, you know, be super excited about it. But then if he turned it around and responded to it, and like, yeah, baby, let's go out to lunch today. No, well, especially if he said baby. it's just not going to work. But again, that, Mr. Duvall likes to claim, I think, socialization of the sexes, which is why men are okay with it. I'm probably putting a bunch of words in your mouth, Mr. Duvall. But I think you've explained to us a few times on the program why you say men are okay with basically sexual advances and women are not. I mean, you have this knowledge.
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, I think we're too far to the right with sexual advances just because one person of the sex gave a compliment to somebody else. I think this is really totally has gone overboard. And, yeah, men don't have a problem with compliments from women. Practically, no.
Can I stop you right there, though?
Yeah.
And ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Because you had mentioned this before, and I said I was going to try and come back to it. So you said men do not have a problem with a woman more or less coming on to them. You know.
No.
Right. Okay, wait. But if a woman looks like Halle Berry, it's okay. But what if she looks like Russell Brand?
Okay, that's good.
Like who?
I said a man, Russell Brand.
Okay, yeah,
okay. I thought you were going to say Precious.
Let me answer that.
Well,
Precious. Okay, and this is in this is in the workplace, right?
This is in the workplace, yes.
Okay,
in the workplace.
Is
a man going to be offended by someone who's not pretty?
Yeah, this is most men's responses. He will maybe not, he won't play up to her advances, okay? But trust me, the majority of men will not file a sexual harassment suit.
Uh-huh.
They will not want it. They will not accept it. But that's as far as it will go. And trust me, most women do not like rejection, so they won't persist. And that's another social thing that I'm trying to get men to stop foolishly doing, and that is being conditioned to be persistent with women. And I think
uh-huh.
you said that once before and say, look, if the woman has no interest, leave her alone. Don't buy into this old-fashioned persistent thing because, like you just said, that mentality goes to the workplace, and it could destroy you. I know of somebody right now in the workplace. I had to go to HR to try to have them talk to him before this thing
mm-hmm.
elevates. And the reason why he's gotten so bad, because the woman allowed this guy to constantly give her compliments, constantly come on, and that's because of her own psychic, whatever she felt she needed to validate herself. But it was getting to a point where this guy was going to ultimately lose his job. He's a family man. So I had to pull him on the side and tell him, look, you better stop this.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, to, again, address a comment, because I know you've been on this program before and you talk about how you single out certain words that people say.
Mm-hmm.
I keep hearing you say that a majority of men would not file sexual harassment charges.
Right.
And I don't know where you get your figures from. I've actually was trying to actually have this information before the show, and I really never did find out the numbers of women who file sexual harassment charges, but I don't think that it's the majority of women that have this put upon them. I think that many times majority of women basically suffer in silence, and or they just kind of take the stance that I take. I will admit that it's like, good grief, you know, do we have to hear this again from this guy? Whether he's cute or not cute, there are just times you just don't want to hear it. Stop talking to me about this. Stop. And I just say to myself most of the time, well, that's a guy. You know, and I hate to just kind of stereotype guys. Oh, wow. You know what? And I hate to end there. I'm looking at my on-air program here, and it says I've got 2 minutes and 20 seconds and counting, but this announcement just said it was 90 seconds. So I don't know which is correct, and I hate to cut it off like that, but I'm going to go with the 90 seconds. I'm sorry that we're cutting it short like this, guys. I'm looking at 2 minutes, like I said. Sorry to the folks. And I'm not able to do after show. I'm not able to continue. So maybe we can open up the show next week with a little bit of finishing of this if we need to. And if not, sorry about that. But it's been great. It's been fun. Thank you all for tuning in. And on that note, guys, I'm letting you go. Everybody, you listen to I'm Just Saying, to which you should be paying attention. And always remember to...